Gwaine's Adventure in Babysitting, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Gwaine and Leon. Gwaine did not understand why no one else seemed to be bothered by this. As he looked down at the toddler dozing in his arms, he also did not understand why this randomly appearing child was not bothered. Gwaine had no idea who this child was or where she came from. He'd asked over half a dozen servants and four different knights. They'd all seemed amused by his confusion and assured him that nothing was amiss. How was there nothing amiss? Random children didn't just suddenly appear in the hallways of the castle. Wasn't someone missing this little girl? And why did it seem to amuse everyone else that he didn't seem to know who she was? And why had she come up to him, of all people? Vaguely, he thought the red cloak had something to do with it, as she'd latched onto it the moment that he picked her up. She'd fallen asleep, still holding onto it. Was that a clue? Was she the daughter of a knight and therefore associated the red cloak with her father? Did she take it to mean that anyone in a red cloak with the dragon crest was someone safe? Gwaine certainly hoped any knight would look after her. He knew Arthur would take a dim view of any of his knights who wouldn't. But if she was a knight's child, why wasn't there a great clamor to find her? She'd been with Gwaine nearly an hour now. He paused. Unless one of the servants or knights he spoke to knew who she was and told her family that he had her, and this was all some sort of joke now. That would make sense, someone having a bit of fun at his expense, and it would explain the lack of searching. Still didn't mean he knew who she was, though. Well, not entirely. He'd asked her name, and she'd replied with a big smile and a, "Belle." So that could be Isabel, or Annabelle, or Mirabelle, or Amabel, or Isabel, or who knew what else. Not the most helpful bit of information possible. "You really should have picked someone else, kid," Gwaine muttered. She made a disgruntled noise and shifted, mussing her hair as she did, but she didn't open her eyes. Gwaine awkwardly smoothed her light brown hair back and adjusted his hold. She settled back down. He considered her clothing again. The blue cloak had a crest on it, but he didn't know who it belonged to. Oh, Leon had tried to get him and the other commoner knights, as most of the rest of the knights still called them, to study the crests for all the knights and assorted other nobles in Camelot. Lancelot, naturally, had done so. Elian knew some of them from his childhood and his work at the forge, but hadn't learned more. But Gwaine and Percival hadn't heeded Leon's suggestion. Gwaine regretted that now. If he could identify what family this girl belonged to, he could get her back where she belonged. He lamented this happening at a time he couldn't get help from most of the others of the Round Table. Lancelot and Percival were on patrol. Elian had a day off and was spending it at the forge. While he wouldn't have any ill intentions in doing so, Gwaine didn't feel it right to take the girl away from the castle like that. And as far as he knew, Leon was with Arthur in a series of meetings all day. Bothering them was a last, desperate resort. "Merlin. I'll start with Merlin," Gwaine muttered to himself. Merlin was no help whatsoever when Gwaine tracked him down. "Nope, don't know who she is," Merlin replied. "I'm sure you'll look after her just fine until you figure it out, though." Gwaine sighed heavily. "Don't have much choice, do I? I can't just leave her." Merlin smiled softly at that. "You'd never forgive yourself if you did and any harm came to her," Merlin agreed. "There's only so many people to whom she could belong. You'll sort it out." And with that, Merlin took off back to his chores, leaving Gwaine with a still snoozing little girl. Seriously, how was she sleeping like this? She didn't know him. Why was she so comfortable with him? It made no sense. After a fruitless wander through the corridors, Gwaine went outside. It was a bright, sunny day. That was good for kids, right? Training was over for the day. He could let her walk around on the grass or just nap in the sun while he tried to figure out his next move. Just as he reached the door, he saw Gwen. If anyone in the castle knew who this girl was, it would be Gwen. "I see you have a visitor," Gwen teased. Grimacing, Gwaine replied, "Not exactly by choice. Found her wandering about alone earlier. She walked right up to me and was asleep in my arms in minutes. She must have been on her own for a while." Shifting a little so the crest on the girl's cloak was visible, he asked, "Do you know who she is?" Surprise flickered across Gwen's face briefly, before she schooled it into a neutral expression. "She belongs to a noble family," Gwen told him, as if he couldn't figure that out for himself. "I couldn't say who she is, though." Gwaine narrowed his eyes suspiciously. Gwen, bless her, was not a convincing liar. She knew who this child was, or at least who her family was. Gwen definitely recognized the crest on the little one's cloak. Yet, for some unfathomable reason, she was pretending she didn't. It furthered Gwaine's suspicion that there was some sort of conspiracy going on. "I'd heard there was a brief worry about a missing little girl earlier," Gwen admitted, "but before I could help, I'd heard she was found." Gwaine wrinkled his nose. "Found by me? But I need to get her home, and she seems too young to know helpful things like her parents' names." As if disrupted by the noise, the girl woke up. She slowly blinked her eyes open. She looked up at Gwaine with blue eyes that looked somehow familiar, but he couldn't place them. "Hello," Gwaine said, not knowing what else to do. The little girl blinked at him before saying, "I'm hungry." Gwaine froze. What did one feed children of this age? He turned desperate eyes to Gwen. Hiding a laugh behind her hand for a moment, Gwen collected herself enough to respond to his unspoken plea. "Take her to the kitchen. Cook will have something you can feed her," Gwen assured. "Now, I must go, but I know you have this well in hand." With that, she hurried off. "I most definitely do not," Gwaine called after her. The girl squirmed in his hold. "Right, you're hungry," Gwaine muttered. "Guess we just have to go brave the kitchens." Looking down at her, he said, "Surely cook can't be mad at me if I have you with me." The girl giggled. Gwaine was a knight of Camelot. He could face the castle kitchens. Cook was not pleased with his intrusion into her domain, but she actually smiled at the little girl. "What's your name?" Cook asked. The little girl replied, "I'm Belle." Well, Gwaine was mildly comforted that she gave Cook the same answer he'd gotten. "Well then, Lady Belle, let's get you something to eat," Cook said. "Can't let Sir Gwaine here get away with neglecting your health." Gwaine squawked indignantly, making Belle giggle. In short order, he and Belle were being shooed out the door with a kitchen maid behind them with a tray of things little Belle could eat. Gwaine carried out his plan to take her into the sunshine and hoped for the best. Gwaine was seconds away from losing his wits. There hadn't even been anything all that messy on the food tray. How had this happened? "Need a bath," Belle informed him, staring with distaste at the state of her clothes and hands. Her face wasn't much better off. "Well, then we really need to find your parents," Gwaine muttered, because there was no way in hell he was going to consider getting her bathed. Her hands washed, sure, but anything further needed her mother or her nurse or a maid or someone who was not him. Gwaine was a knight of Camelot. He would figure out the identities of one child's parents or die trying. He'd knock on every door in the damned castle if he had to. "There you are," called a voice Gwaine knew all too well. Belle shot up from where she was sitting faster than Gwaine knew a child with such small legs could move. "Uncle Leon," she cried as she flung herself at the tall knight. Gwaine stared, dumbfounded. Well, a family resemblance would explain why her eyes were so familiar to him. Leon smiled fondly as he caught her and cuddled her close. Immediately, her little hand closed around his red cape, just as it had with Gwaine's. "It would seem we need to get you to your mother. You've made a right mess, little one," Leon chided. Belle grinned innocently at him. "Wait just a minute," Gwaine demanded, as the shock finally wore off. Leon shot him an entirely too innocent look. "If she's related to you, then Gwen would definitely know," Gwaine accused. "Merlin might or might not, but Gwen would, and so would the others." Leon just kept smiling at him. "Of course she does," and the rest of the servants recognized the crest on Isabel's cloak. Isabel. Well, at least that was the proper answer to the question of the girl's name. "Was she actually lost?" Gwaine demanded. Wincing, Leon cuddled Belle a little closer. One of the maids left the door open while handing something off to another servant just up the hall. Little Miss too curious for her own good here. At this, Leon gently poked Belle's stomach, making the child giggle. "Slipped out. Caused a lot of worry until one of the servants came rushing to tell me that you'd found her." Gwaine nodded slowly. "I wouldn't let her get hurt." Leon smiled so damn fondly at him for that, it made it almost impossible to stay irritated with him. "I know," Leon assured. "I knew she was safe. Several servants were quietly keeping an eye to make sure neither of you ended up genuinely in distress. When the kitchen maid came to tell us that you'd gotten food for Belle, I knew it was nearly time to come fetch her. Alicend, my brother's wife, is already arranging a bath. She knows her daughter has ridiculous abilities to get dirty while eating. It's baffling, truly. Belle must get it from her older brothers." Gwaine snorted. "Naturally. So, Belle clearly knows your cloak. Is that why she came to me?" Something so incredibly soft flickered across Leon's face as Belle rested her head against his shoulder. "It's all she's seen me in her whole life," Leon explained quietly. "Her eldest brothers remember a time before I was at the castle full time, but the younger two boys don't, and she wasn't even born until after that. I can count on one hand the number of times I've worn my family's crest in the last 2.5 years. She associates the red cloak and the dragon crest with me, and with a few of my brothers' friends who are also knights. She knows it to mean someone who will keep her safe, even if she doesn't actually know the man in the cloak." Growing more serious, Leon added, "I am immensely grateful that you were the one she found. Many others would have just dumped her on a servant and gone about their day." Gwaine smiled a little at that and nodded. "It was tempting, but with the way she just held onto my cloak, it seemed wrong to let her go to anyone other than her family," Gwaine admitted. Leon nodded. "She trusted you to keep her safe and see her home at the end of her little adventure." Smile widening, Gwaine replied, "Always happy to help a damsel in distress." Leon laughed. "I better get her back so Alicend can see her cleaned up." Gwaine grinned. "It was nice to meet you, Belle. Try not to go on too many more adventures," Gwaine teased. Belle giggled. Leon smiled. "I'll see you later, Gwaine." As he watched them walk away, Gwaine felt the desperate urge to take a nap. Children were exhausting. The end. Author's endnotes. Was letting him babysit Isabel a bit rather than immediately going to get her a smidge of payback on Leon's part for Gwaine's constant shenanigans? Absolutely, but he won't admit it. One of my little cousins went through a phase where she assumed every man wearing a hoodie was family or a friend, as her father, uncles, and most of the other men in the family wore hoodies all the time. Fortunately, she never went up to a stranger, but it did cause some laughs among their friends.